Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In May 1995, St. John Paul II released the encyclical Ut Unum Sint, that they may all be one. In the encyclical, the Pope called for us to pray and work for Christian unity, aiming to fulfill Jesus' prayer to his Heavenly Father in today's Gospel. May they be all one, Father. May they be one in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The Pope lamented how the lack of unity amongst Christians becomes a real stumbling block to the world, for he says, "How indeed can we proclaim the gospel of reconciliation without at the same time being committed to working for reconciliation between Christians? When non-believers meet missionaries who do not agree among themselves, even though they all appeal to Christ, will they be in a position to receive the true message? Will they not think that the gospel is a cause of division, despite the fact that it is presented as the fundamental law of love?" The Pope then says that all the faithful are asked by the Spirit of God to do everything possible to strengthen the bonds of communion between all Christians and to increase cooperation between Christ's followers. It extends to everyone according to the potential of each. He advises us that we should firstly do this through prayer, by hope in the power of the Spirit, so that the Spirit is able to grant us clear-sightedness, strength, and courage to take whatever steps necessary that our commitment may ever be more authentic. For proper ecumenism ought not to sacrifice our beliefs and the fruit of unity, however imperfect, can be the right seed for fruitful evangelization. As Pope Paul VI said, that we must offer Christ faithful, not the image of people divided and separated by unedifying quarrels, but the image of people who are mature in faith and capable of finding a meeting point between the real tensions, thanks to a shared, sincere, and disinterested search for truth. In that way, the sign of unity among all Christians becomes the way and instrument of evangelization. As St. Paul says, "Mend your ways, encourage one another, live in harmony, and the God of love and peace will be with you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Let us pray. May your Spirit, O Lord, we pray, imbue us powerfully with spiritual gifts, that he may give us a mind pleasing to you and graciously conform us to your will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.